Are you also tired of one-size-fits-all weight loss plans? Meet Noom, the personalized solution that meets you where you are. Noom is able to understand your unique needs, from dietary restrictions to medical concerns. Unlike restrictive programs, Noom embraces your lifestyle and choices. Discover a sustainable approach to weight loss, tailored just for you. Honestly, Noom felt like it was made for me. It's not just about what I eat. It's about understanding why. With Noom, I've learned so much about myself and built healthier habits that stick. It's all about progress, not perfection. Say goodbye to restrictive diets and experience the Noom app for yourself with personalized lessons and expert coaching. Noom's psychology and biology-based approach has helped over 5.2 million people achieve their goals. Stay focused on what's important to you with Noom's psychology and biology-based approach. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. That's Noom.com. And check out Noom's first ever cookbook, The Noom Kitchen, for 100 healthy and delicious recipes to promote better living. Available to buy now wherever books are sold.
Grand Canyon University makes earning your degree possible with over 130 academic programs for traditional campus students, with more than 80 bachelor's programs offered online. GCU provides you with the personal support you need, from complimentary unofficial transcript evaluations within 24 business hours to scholarships, academic support, and your GCU graduation team, led by your own university counselor. Find your purpose at GCU. Private, Christian, affordable. Visit gcu.edu.
Hey everyone, it's Billy Morrison and Ozzy Osbourne here. Our new show, The Madhouse Chronicles, is dropping this April. Join us as we watch and react to the maddest internet clips. What do we discuss, Ozzy?
Drugs, rock and roll, aliens, all that kinds of shit.
Drugs, rock and roll, aliens, and all that kinds of shit. Visit osbournemediahouse.com for early access. What do you say? Do you think it's the wildest show on the internet?
Oh.
You're in the madhouse now.
La 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 la. She really hates him. It's really true.
Whoa, testing 1, 2, 3. Welcome to My Wife Hates Me with our new table that we're using. It's amazing how nice this table is. That we put our, you know, our stuff on, our mics.
Our stuff on. They know what a table is. Are you, what's wrong with you?
Well, I'm just saying, you know, we have our computer on it.
Rich, just, it's come a good on. Table. What do you, okay, Rich went and bought a table. He's very excited about it. It was $20. It's not quite right for this space. But
it's perfect.
You can't tell Rich that because he's.
Oh, of course Bonnie's going to complain about it.
I'm just saying,
it.
It's like, look how far away from
no,
the
it's
seat
not,
it is.
It's not that far. It's exactly the same distance as
my
the
ass
other one.
Is right on the very edge of this
it's
seat.
It's the seat that we have here. We need to put just a seat that goes across. The seat is stupid. I mean, because we used it in our old place and we didn't want to throw it out. I mean, maybe put it over there for guests that if we
well,
have.
Then we should put it this way, like across here. We sit here.
No, because there's stuff behind us. I don't know. It doesn't matter. I just like our new table. There you have it. So, welcome. Busy week. I won't speak long on it. I just went last night to see an IDF speaker, Israeli Defense Force, give a lecture. A lot of deception out there. I don't want to get into it, but they're coming for all of us. There you have it. He was a great speaker, though. Very calm. Why would you have your the dog in here?
Do you want me to take her out?
No, I mean,
I'll
at this point.
Out.
No.
I'm taking her out.
She's crawling under the table. She's crawling. That's a good way to get out. Look at you. She's crawling under instead of going
come on,
around.
Allie. Come on, baby. Come on.
Okay, go. Even Allie doesn't know how to crawl under the table. Are you going to crawl back under to come back? I like that. So the Oscar nominations came in.
I can't.
Just lift your legs.
I'll just stay here.
No.
You can see my hand. I'll be like, hi.
If I put this part down, let me hold on.
It's fine. It's fine. Leave it. It's good.
No, because you're going to complain later.
I will fix it for next time. I'm sorry. I would have come down here earlier and fixed it, but you won't let anyone.
I won't do what?
Use your computer without you. So I can't set it up without you. And I didn't know you had a new table down here.
You did.
I actually did. I didn't realize you'd put it down here. I didn't think about it.
Well, okay. I bought a table. You saw I bought a table.
Right, right.
Where do you think I put it under my bed?
You heard me say, like, I didn't think about it, right? Like, I wasn't like, I didn't wake up this morning like, oh, there's a new table down there. I better go down and figure out everything.
I told you the table's down here.
Okay. Nobody said it's your fault.
No, I know.
I just said I didn't know there was a table or I would have come down earlier. I had time.
Well, you knew there was a table. You just forgot there was a table because I bought a table and said I put it downstairs. So you knew there was a table, but you forgot, right?
Yep.
But that's all right. It's not a big deal.
This is, so people see this, right? People see this. Like, I'm abused. I'm legitimately abused. Yeah. I'm legitimately abused.
I saw a great cartoon today.
Oh, boy. Here we go. This is where we're at in our lives. Go ahead. Tell a great cartoon.
I'm verbally
sure
abused.
It's like negative towards me.
Oh, yeah. The cartoon artist goes, oh, what can I write about Bonnie? Do a cartoon.
Do you really think that's what I meant? This is what's like having a conversation with him where he just completely just doesn't have normal human conversations with people. Oh, yeah, the cartoonist drew a picture of you. No, obviously you're sharing it because it resonates with you about something that your wife has done. I'm sure that's what the cartoon is. Go ahead to tell what the cartoon is.
No, because then you're going to
go. No, go ahead because I'd like people to know.
Old,
go ahead.
Old guy to his wife.
Okay, here we go. Yeah.
Well, said for 30 years you've been correcting me, and she goes 31. It's kind of funny. Get it?
Yeah.
Want me to tell you it again? Do you understand?
It's funny that I actually corrected you before you even did it. Like, I know you that well. Like, I knew you were gonna do a thing about. Oh, here's a funny cartoon.
Yeah, that's
a funny cartoon about a woman who's correcting her dumb husband.
Oh yeah, is that how I move my mouth? The Oscar nominations came out. I didn't read them. Do you?
I mean, I only know about the snubs. They cannot get over that Barbie didn't sweep. It's like shut the fuck up.
Well, the two
I'm so
ladies.
Tired of it. First of all, there's 8,000 awards. Like, are we supposed to care about it? It's like movies have become more important than anything in the entire world. It's like the whole thing is so annoying to me. It's like celebrities can't be made fun of. They can only be like hoisted up on shoulders and told how great. They act like the Barbie movie saved women in some way. It's like, what are you doing? I think it's weird that she didn't get a nomination for Best Director, but do I care? No.
She's a young lady too, isn't she? She looks young. What?
I don't know how old she is.
She looks young.
Oh, okay. You already just said that.
You know, I mean, it's pretty amazing. The movie made tons of money and she's pretty young. Do you have a picture of her?
I don't. Do you have something to say?
Well, I mean,
or
it's
you're
good
just
to
like. Assessing women based on their looks, which is exactly what the Barbie movie was fucking somehow fighting against, even though it's Margot Robbie, the most beautiful woman in the world.
Well, she's up there. Who do you think are the top three most beautiful women?
Margot Robbie, Scarlett Johansson.
Yeah.
And I can't remember her first name, but Harvey.
Weinstein?
Steve Harvey's daughter.
Really?
Yeah.
I say Margot Robbie, Chelsea Handler, and Sarah Silverman.
Perfect. Did you see what Natasha Leggero did?
Yeah.
That's pretty fucking cool.
Oh, she took off her shirt after she followed Bert Kreischer. at the Improv in L. Was it?
The thing is, that's funny to me is that Bert Kreischer's just doing a regular spot at the Improv and taking off his shirt. It's like he does it every show. He drops in for a guest spot. He's got to take that shirt off. Like,
oh, it's his character. He works without a shirt.
So she. So then he introduced her. She came up after, and like danced around and took her shirt completely off. No bra, nothing.
I think she was taken off as she was walking on the stage.
When she got on stage, and then she was up there for a while, and then she put her jacket back on. But like, you could tell she was.
And didn't she get in trouble or not in trouble? But.
I don't think so. I think they wanted her to get in trouble so that they could make a statement. Why is it okay for men and not women? Well, it is okay for women, I guess.
Well, didn't she did it? Weren't they mad at the Improv or something? Or
the club? Yeah. I don't think so. I never heard that.
He was in the back laughing or.
Yeah. He was like, oh my God, oh my God.
She wasn't slamming him. She was just saying, if he can do it, I can do it.
Right.
It's kind of funny. It takes a lot of balls, I guess, to do something like that for male or female. Just walk on stage without your shirt on.
Well, Natasha's got a great body. I mean, that's what Annie Letterman said. We did a show the other night together, and she said it would have been more brave if her tits had been ugly. You know, she has a great rack.
She does.
Not that brave. Yeah.
Wait, it didn't happen before that, did it?
Yeah.
Sunday? It happened before Sunday? Mm-hmm.
Must have been Saturday night.
Oh. I didn't really see him, so I don't know. I can't make judgment. I don't do that about women's breasts or women. It's not fair, you know.
To what?
Just say, oh, she has bad breasts or good breasts or whatever.
That is all you do. Are you kidding me? You just did it about Greta Gerwig.
I just said she was young. I didn't say she was ugly or pretty. I said she looks young. That's not sexist or any way negative towards women when you go, oh, she looks young. I was amazed that she directed such a powerful.
You didn't see it?
I saw Barbie. I watched it at home one night.
Oh, what'd you think of it?
Colorful.
Did you like it?
It's all right. I mean, it was for home, it was okay to watch. If I wouldn't want to in a movie theater, I would say, well,
what is your take on Barbie? I'd love to hear it. What did you think? Did you get anything out of it? Were you like, this is dumb? Were you like, oh, pretty funny? Or were you like,
well, I was glad.
Entertaining? What?
I was glad she got a twat at the end.
I was twat?
Pussy.
Oh.
I was happy about that for her. That's why she can go to the bathroom. What did I take out of it? Dumb messages in movies, you know. I just watched and said, oh, I like that. I mean,
what? I don't even know what to say about you.
What's there to say?
Just have no. Like,
I didn't have an opinion on that. I have opinions on other things. I didn't have an opinion on the Barbie movie. Do I have to watch every movie?
No, you didn't. What's your opinion? You could say I didn't have an opinion on the Barbie movie, but
yeah.
You didn't. You go, movies with messages. That's what you went to. Yeah. That's the thing that you decided. Like, no movies should have a message.
I didn't say no movies.
Okay, then please articulate what you would like to say. It's almost like, is it just foggy in there? What's going on? It's just like, words, boop, boop, ba-dee-dee.
It's early in the morning.
It doesn't matter. It's,
I'm tired. I didn't get sleep.
No, it's all like this all the time where just words come out that don't quite make sense. And then if somebody doesn't get you exactly, you get angry. It's like, just tell me what's going on in that head. What is it? Is there clarity at all?
Yes, there's so much clarity. I don't have an opinion on it. It you know, I mean, I guess it's some.
Oh boy, here we go with just words coming out again. Words are spit coming out.
Oh yeah, that's nice.
I just saw a little bit.
No, you didn't.
Yes, I did.
Good. I mean, we watched an hour of Scorsese's movie. What's it called?
Killers of the Flower Moon.
Yeah. To me, so far, it's boring. I don't, you know, really like too many of the characters. I don't know.
He was snubbed.
Who?
Leonardo DiCaprio.
Oh, he was?
Yeah.
Was anybody from the movie nominated?
I'm sure the woman was, but I can't remember. Lily Gladstone.
Oh, she's good. I like her in the movie.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we still only watched an hour and something, so we still got 17 hours.
Yeah.
It's too much, what do you call it? These directors are just, it's too much.
Too much detail?
No, it's too long. They're just pontificating.
I don't get why they're so long. Yeah, it's like.
It's too long, especially if you go to a movie theater to sit there for 3-something hours.
That's crazy.
It's, you know, if they did a biopic on my life, I could see, yes, Rich Voss story, because there's so much in detail. But 3 hours, over 3 hours in a movie theater, you know. Wasn't Oppenheimer pretty long, too?
Mm-hmm. So was Barbie.
No, it wasn't.
Well, why don't we look up?
Yeah, Barbie wasn't long. What are you going to look up?
Running time.
Does it have it?
Barbie movie, 1 hour, 54 minutes.
That's not that long.
Okay, so now we'll do...
Oppenheimer?
3 hours.
What, Oppenheimer?
Mm-hmm. Killers of the Flower Moon, 3 hours and 26 minutes. It's like you're flying to Denver or something.
Arizona, Denver, yeah.
It's like weird. It's like too long.
You could fly to Denver and not see the whole movie. By the time you take off and land and have to.
Okay, we don't have to get into that part.
Why, when you're landing, do they say, if you're sitting in the emergency exit row, please unplug your. Fucking calm down.
Because if people have to get out, they don't want to trip over your cords.
Listen, if the fucking plane, if they have to get out, that cord isn't going to make a difference.
Well,
you know.
You know, there's a theory. This is in my conspiracy theory Instagram feed. But there's a theory that, you know how they tell you, like, if you're going to crash, to put your head between your legs?
Yeah.
That's so that you actually die. Because they don't want... people who are alive, because then they could sue the airlines.
The family can sue the airlines if you die too.
I don't know.
That's so stupid. If you die, they're going to sue for more money.
Wow, that was one of the conspiracies.
My, what I said or what I read, and I've said this before: if you wear a helmet, you have a better chance of living. Because a lot of people die, they hit their heads.
Well, that's what you're supposed to, you're supposed to like wrap anything you can around your head.
Yes. So if you hit it, you don't get knocked out and die in the engulfed flames. You can get out. So that's why I always go on a plane with a helmet. I don't, but I should. Or they should just make planes safer, that's all. That's what I think, you know.
You know what's weird about you?
Everything.
Well, you're not entirely self-aware, you know?
Why? What am I doing now?
You're literally staring at yourself, but you can see that you're not, like, in a good position.
Is that better?
No, because your mic's now not in your mouth.
Oh. It's not supposed to be in my mouth.
Whatever, at your mouth.
All right, what can we talk about? We have nothing to say. Last week we had a great podcast. This week we have nothing.
Well, you haven't even tried yet.
What about
asking me about how my show went?
What show? Oh, Sunday? It's a show. How do you, I mean, it's a pretty.
Well, you do it. Completely list your show. This is, if this were reversed and you had the show on Sunday, then this is how you'd start the podcast. Had a show on Sunday, went well, very good, killed.
I never say that.
I destroyed.
I don't say that.
I killed a lot of good people going on, doesn't matter. I went on after them, I still killed.
Probably.
I can follow anyone.
Not anyone. Well, you were on a pretty powerful show.
Yeah, it was good. It was
Tim Dillon, Santino. What's his name?
Andrew Santino. Well, say it however you want. I don't care. I'm not going to correct you anymore.
Doesn't he have red hair?
That cartoon that you just told me about really made me think. No longer correcting you.
Okay, good.
You do whatever you want.
Andrew, what's his name?
You got it.
No, you got it.
I said it already.
I didn't hear
so
it.
So I don't want to correct you.
Okay, go ahead.
Santino.
He's funny.
He was very funny. Everyone was really good and really funny. Wait, who else was on it?
Annie Letterman.
Oh, Mark Norman. So Lev Furr was on it. He was supposed to host. He got there late. And then we were like, hey, you're supposed to host. And he was like, I don't want to host.
So. Well, then say that you don't do it if that's your show.
Right, but I think we didn't tell him
oh.
in advance. Problematic. But so Annie and I went on together to host, which I always think is like such a shit show.
It's stupid. It's bad enough.
But we were pretty good. We were pretty funny.
Yeah, but one
people
woman.
People asked if we had like prepared. We were like, knew nothing of what we were going to do up there.
I mean, one woman on a show is enough, but seeing two together, you know what I mean?
Yeah, it's
how come there's never been a woman comedy team? All comedy teams were men.
Because women don't get along, I guess.
Yeah, that's what you should
say. You need one person to be good at business. I don't know. That's obviously.
There's never been a woman comedy team. Oh, my God.
There must be, but.
No.
Anyway. Oh. So then we brought up Lev went first, then Tim Dillon, then Mark Norman, then Andrew Santino, then me, then Annie Letterman. It's a pretty good show.
First of all, why is Tim Dillon going on so early?
I don't know. There was all good people, and it didn't matter where you went on. It wasn't like in order of greatness.
I would have made a different order. You want to hear my order? Doesn't matter.
Oh, yeah, no one cares.
How long did the show go? 2 hours?
Probably close to it. And then we hung out in the green room for a long time, and it was Tim's birthday. There was pie. I had to go on and do my set. I came back, no more pie.
Yeah, but you don't eat pie.
I would have had a little pie.
What type of pie?
It was apple pie.
And they ate all the apple pie?
They brought in, like, you know, all individual.
Someone probably who wasn't even on the show came down and ate some pie.
Probably.
That's what happens. You can't leave pie around.
Sean Patton was there.
I saw him last
Sean night. Patton has a TV show. I mean, he's filming the... He's going to Atlanta to film it soon.
What,
for FX.
He's on it or is his show?
No, he got cast on it. They did the pilot, I think, but they haven't made the show.
Finally. He's so good.
Yeah.
Finally.
I knew you would like that information.
He should have been on fucking SNL years ago.
Yeah.
So good. He's so I saw him last night. He came into the cellar. Finally. The cream always rises. That's what I say.
Mm-hmm.
I sit with everybody. I get along with everybody.
Okay.
Comics. Then I sat with
Well, them. How would you know? You never... Well, you're only you only live through your own... You don't see what they see.
I was walking out and I saw Jordan. What's her last name?
Jensen.
And who's the guy? Oh, I forget his name. I like him too. When we went to see, what's her name? Do her special in Jersey.
Again, it's
we like went to see. What's
got
her name?
To get some words out that
we went because I'm in Kenilworth. We went to see, what's her name, do her special, your friend.
Micah Fox?
Yeah, who's the other guy before? I keep forgetting his name. It's, anyhow.
That was on before her. She was the only one on that.
No, he was up in the dressing room when we got
oh,
there.
Oh, right. But we didn't watch his set.
No.
I don't remember his name. I don't know him very well.
It's a weird name, but anyhow, not weird. It's, you know. So I as I'm walking out, I sat with him for a second. Then I said, I must really be bored to sit with you two. And I left and went home. But I'm working with her tonight at that.
Who? Jordan?
Yeah, at that private club.
Oh, the Cipriani's.
And the girl who books it said, don't wear a hat. And then Jordan Jepson, what's her
Jensen.
Name? Jensen.
I can't, I mean.
Jordan Jensen said, wear
oh, my wife corrects me all the time.
I didn't say you correct me. I'd like to punch you. I didn't say
really? Correct me. You yeah. really think that's like a good thing to put on a fucking podcast? Let's use that as the clip. What? Yeah, let's. You know what? Maybe we should just cancel you once and for all. Wouldn't that be nice? Cancel I wouldn't have to do this podcast with you anymore. But you do. You just said her name. Like, this is why I worry about you. Like,
don't worry about me.
What's going on in your brain? Like,
I need to get
some. I will say Andrew Santino, and then you'll go, Santini. What is it? It's like, it's Santino. You've been in this business for a long time. You should know the guy's name.
Know every comic's name.
No, but I just said it. Like, literally within 1 second. Jordan, what's her last name? Jensen. Jordan Jupa?
I didn't say that. Quit exaggerating.
I'm exaggerating for effect, but you see what I'm saying? It's like...
You're exaggerating, and it makes me...
Please listen to me. Lift up your head, look in the fucking camera, and tell me if you're having some kind of, like, mental breakdown or something. Is your brain working, do you think, efficiently?
Perfectly. Efficiently and perfectly. Perfect.
What's Dan's last name?
Soda.
There you go, folks. Soda. Dan Soda.
Soda.
He's known the guy for 100 years.
It's all soda. What?
Jim Fla. What's his last name?
Florentine.
Oh, okay, you got that one right. But for years, you'd say Jim Florentine's name wrong.
No, I didn't. What did I say? How did I say my friend's
name? I don't remember,
name?
But I remember being like, how can you not know his name?
I never said his name wrong. But that's okay. Find a little things, the negative. How about something positive? Oh, nice table. Oh, what did I do yesterday?
Oh. What's it?
What?
Go ahead.
Positive. Maybe be a little positive.
Okay. Oh, look, you're looking up a little. That's nice. I like that.
Thank you. See? Positivity.
I like it, having my butt like this, just one cheek on the seat.
Pull the table. Look it. Pull it back.
No, because now you're going to wreck the way that the camera is.
Then we pull the camera. It's a great table. It's no different than the other one.
I'm not saying the table itself is bad. It doesn't fit quite right in this space. God, it's wild to me that you take everything just so personally.
Yes.
What happened to you when you were young?
Nothing happened to me
when
I was young.
Were you like giving, like, when you were wrong, when you were growing up, did people beat the fucking lights out of you? What happened to
beat
you?
Beat the lights out of
you? I don't know. I couldn't think of what it is.
When I was young, I bought it. They didn't like the table I bought then.
Yeah, you can't admit you're wrong or that... It's not even being wrong. It's just like, oh, yeah, it doesn't quite fit right. We'll figure it out.
We'll figure it out. It's not a big deal, but it's a nice table. $20. I go to the place, Habitat for Humanity. They have the best deals, some of the best furniture. People, I mean, antiques or, I mean, good built furniture for, like, you know...
They don't have antiques there.
Oh, they have antiques sometimes. You'll run into an antique, but it's well-built furniture from. It's not that crappy stuff that we used to buy and put together, and it always broke or something. You know,
you can get, like, actual expensive furniture that's good. It's just that you're, like, buying cheap, shitty furniture and expecting.
It's not me. I don't buy it. You buy the cheap stuff that you're putting together. And just take this right here that we're sitting on, you bought, and it was, we didn't even use part of it. The seat fell apart. It was crazy. It's not, you know, I don't buy stuff you got to put together. I try not to. I buy furniture.
Good.
Bless you.
Excuse me.
I buy good furniture. That couch, the sofa in the living room, that's sturdy, good sofa. You know, I think it cost the guy $14,000 for that sofa and chair. That's what he told me. I mean, I don't, it seems crazy. Who spends $14,000 for a sofa and chair? I mean, really, $14,000, then sell it for $750? Makes no sense. Right? Don't you agree?
I'm not listening anymore to your fucking nonsense. You have a computer in your hand. You could just Google it.
You can't Google. I took a picture. I went to Google.
Why wouldn't you know what you could say? Hey, what brand is this? And then you Google
it. I couldn't find the brand. And I did the thing. You could take a picture with your camera, Google, and it'll tell you you know, basically
reverse image search. Yeah.
Oh, what's it called? What do you call it?
Reverse image search.
That's what it's called?
This is what I live with, everybody. This is how it is. It's like, I don't know if he's 90. I don't know what's going on. How will I know if he has dementia? I won't ever know.
You know,
because this is what he's acting like now.
Isn't it weird we both have sweatshirts?
Oh, yeah. It's crazy. So insane. One of the guys, you're not going to get another podcast where they're both wearing hooded sweatshirts. One of the greatest things about our podcast is we'll show up down here sometimes in the same type of clothing. Yeah. Sometimes we're both wearing t-shirts. What? Crazy. And we're both wearing glasses. I don't know if you're going to get that in other podcasts.
I have to do an interview after this. I got to wake up.
Wow, you're full of great tales.
I'm going to go back to bed after that interview. 4 hours sleep every night, 5 hours. What is it?
Why aren't you sleeping well?
I don't know. You know, you get in. The problem is because we work.
You never really thought about it? You've never, yes, like actually been like, I wonder why I'm not sleeping good.
Well, I know. I get in late from work. You're still pumped up. You drive. You just, I don't know.
And then you're what, on Facebook?
A little bit, but I usually try to play like a game to get me tired to fall asleep.
You take a melatonin?
Once I did the other night, you know, you can't take them every night.
But you, you like to play the game until, right? You don't just, you never just pack up your stuff.
Yeah, I do all the time.
Close your eyes and turn over and take a minute. I feel like every time I go in there, your glasses are still on, your phone is in your hand.
There's sometimes I've fallen asleep like that.
Is there gum in your mouth?
Try not to.
Probably, right? Because since you don't know that you're falling asleep. I hope you don't choke on your gum. I mean, I just don't want to have a, like, where everyone's asking me, how'd he die? What happened? And I got to be like, choked on his Nicorette.
Yeah, that would be fucked
up. It's like horrible. Get hit by a bus or something. Don't choke on your gum. That's...
Did we like the last episode of The Crown? I'm trying to remember what she was planning her funeral.
This is where we go now. What is going on in your brain? There's something that's going on that's not right. You're like, I can't sleep. Well, why do you think it is? I don't know. Did we like the last episode of The Crown? It's like, what's, do you think about things ever, like critically? Like, if I couldn't sleep, if I was not sleeping and it was bothering me, I would try to figure out a way to, like, okay, I'm gonna have a new, like, nighttime ritual or...
Well, it's not that I can't sleep. It's just I get to bed late from work, then I got to get up early and do whatever. That's the problem.
Yesterday, you didn't get up early, and the day before, you didn't get up early. So I don't know if that's entirely true.
Well, but I didn't fall asleep till late.
Okay, but that's what I'm saying. You're staying up too late.
Yeah.
So when you get home, you know, try to find... Because last night, what did you get home at? Like 1, 1.30?
I don't remember.
It wasn't that late.
Probably 1.30.
Okay. So then by 2, you should have lights out, you know?
Are you crazy?
Okay, then don't sleep. I mean, no, but it's you don't want to make any changes.
I do make changes.
What would happen if you lived a life that... suited you, that was good for you, that you like took care of yourself at night, you ate the right food?
I do eat good.
Do you see? You can't have a conversation with him.
What? No, but I do eat.
You just can't. It's impossible. He says he eats good. When? Just starting today?
2 days ago.
You have 1,000 little chocolatey goo-goos next to your bed. Like when I go in there, candy. I know for a fact that you're like a sugar addict.
You have
to eat your sugar.
That's why
if somebody eats sugar around you, the other night you'd started your diet. I've heard I'm starting my diet on Monday.
Yeah.
About, I would say, 1 million to 2 million times from you, okay? And the other day you said it, and then at night we're watching, maybe it was The Crown, I don't know what we were watching, but I had like a almond ice cream bar, and I could see the anger in your face.
There was no anger. You're exaggerating. Oh, I forgot who you were. Go ahead. There was no anger in my face.
There was anger. There was anger. There was definitely anger. You were like seething. Like, what is it? What are you eating?
Oh my God. Look at her.
You can't like relax if there's like cookies around. Okay. Anyway, he eats great. He eats great. Yeah, yeah.
I do eat well. I used to have sweets, but I stopped on Monday.
I've never met anyone in my life that eats as much as Rich. I've never seen it. If you make him a dinner, a fully normal dinner, the first thing he does is like assess that it's not enough food.
That's okay? Not true, but go
and
ahead.
And then he'll have another full dinner. So he'll eat like a sandwich and some fries or something. And then I'll be like, you're eating again. He goes, I just had half a sandwich. I just had a little bit. Like, it's like, what are you doing?
Oh, really? And every time I come home,
I don't complain about it.
I don't complain about it.
And I don't pretend. I don't go around. I eat very healthy.
I do eat healthy. Sometimes I eat a lot, but I eat healthy. You'll eat a whole bag of potato chips.
I will never eat a whole bag. That's
you see. Look at her.
That's a lie.
She knew I was going to come in the potato chip.
That's an untruth, Your Honor.
Okay, you'll eat within 2 days. You'll eat a bag, so you eat a whole bag.
I mean, I like my chips. I have chips every day, probably.
Is that your favorite food?
Probably.
Why?
I actually like it less than I used to, because I did it too much.
There was two empty bags of potato chips next to her bed the other day. I have a picture of it. Mm-hmm. And
it's because both of them were almost done. So it was just like a handful each.
And she likes the worst one, like ketchup potato chips. Have you ever heard of that? It's Canadian, but it's one of the grossest things you'll ever put in your mouth.
When's the last time I had ketchup chips?
I don't know.
When I was in Canada, maybe.
You probably did when you went home.
Yeah, I do. Anyway, if you took care of yourself, then this is what I think. If you actually like figured out a way to sleep well, like really did it, like changed your actual habits, and then you'd be unhappy because you'd have nothing to complain about. And that's the thing you like more than anything.
That's not true.
That's the thing you're actually addicted
to. I don't
to.
Like to complain. I like things to go smoothly. Smoothly, that's all.
I see you looking. I see you looking for things.
You do?
Mm-hmm.
No. I'm happy when everything's smooth. Like, you know, now I got to
like
fix
my badge.
Oh, that's dirty and gross to talk that way. Kids listen to this. What are you doing? You're eating pussy? Is that you? Are you a lesbian?
Yeah, look at me.
You are. Lesbian. All right. We're not going to do a long podcast today because we have a lot to do.
What do we have to do?
We
Stop
both have
chewing
to,
into the mic.
Sorry. We both have to go to New York. Oy, oy, oy. Oh, I saw Bobby last night. He said his kid's going to start playing golf. Oh.
Oh, God. Don't finish a sentence.
He said his kid's going to start
playing. That brain. It's just the language.
He said his kid's going to start playing golf, so I bought him a golf net just to give to his kid. But I stopped at his podcast last night, and Pete Lee was doing it.
I haven't seen Pete in a long time.
He's such a great guy. Mm-hmm. He's doing his eighth Tonight Show this week.
Wow.
Eight.
Amazing. Mm-hmm.
He's a good guy, Pete Lee.
Yeah.
You know. We used to always go to dinner, not always, but we used to go to dinner with him and his ex-girlfriend, but he's married now.
Mm-hmm.
And it was fun to see him. All right. I don't really have a lot. I really don't.
You went over the Barbie movie pretty good.
No, I didn't bring a lot. I'm not going
to
lie.
I said to you today, this morning, I was like, Can you take the reins today? Because I'm not feeling great. Thanks, though. Thanks.
Well, I would love to talk about what the IDF soldier talked about last night.
I know, but let's not.
Yeah, because
let's talk about like every year for Christmas, except for this year I didn't, but almost every year for Christmas I get you a nose hair clipper. Do you ever use it?
Yeah.
They grow that fast.
What? Really? You're going to go after my looks now? Is that what you're going to do? Huh?
You just call me a lesbian.
That has nothing to do with your looks.
Yes, it does.
No, it doesn't.
Yes,
no.
It does.
No, it doesn't. I'm just saying you act and talk and okay. You go like this. And it has nothing to do with your looks.
Okay, so you're right. I made fun of my looks. I love it. Greasy as hell. But okay, I'm sorry I said that.
No, that's okay. Whatever you got to do to attack me, go right ahead. If it makes you happy.
Okay, here we go.
Yeah, turn it around.
Boy.
Twist it.
He's got a little bit of that pull, tug at it.
The hair, the nose hair?
No.
Is that what you wanted me to tug at it?
No, I meant like your righteous indignation. No, you're like, boy. I got something here. I might win this one.
It's not win or lose. It's just trying to live in peace. And be content, be happy. But I guess I can't with nose hairs. Ooh, thank you for warning me. I'm going to go find my nose hair.
Well, you're
clipper.
Welcome.
And I'm going to, before I go to the place, you can't wear a hat tonight.
Do your nose hairs.
I'm going to do my nose hair.
And?
I might meet a rich, rich woman tonight at, isn't it a private rich club?
I mean, yeah, sort of. It's like Soho House, kind of.
Why do they do comedy at those places?
Rich people like comedy too. I do well there every time. Yeah, I don't know.
Oh, at that place,
yeah.
But not at all the private clubs.
I've done.
The Yamanika.
One time I followed Yamanika.
Was that?
I almost quit comedy. I was like, is this?
Was that a tough night?
You know when you're doing a show and then you're like, I thought this was fun. Like, where you start to question, like, what was the point of this that I'm saying? Like, they were just literally staring at me like I was completely insane.
I did a private show on.
And also, when people aren't laughing at my jokes, sometimes it's like, I just seem like a horrendous person. Like, what I'm talking about, you know?
I did a private show Saturday for, I'll never do, that's when I realized, okay, one, it was for a company that, remove molding. It was a molding, you know, their annual party.
Remove mold or molding?
Mold, sorry.
Oh.
Mold. And my friend and I said, okay, I'll do it. I mean, and I just was standing on a dance floor holding a mic thinking, friends of mine are selling out Madison Square Garden.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm standing and it looked like a scene from every fucking failure comic movie.
Oh no.
You know, you're just standing.
Mr. Saturday Night.
It was like, and I'm doing is crowd work, attacking these people. And
it is weird that becomes your job where you're like, I'm just gonna survive up here.
Yeah, you
for
can't
45 minutes.
You can't even do, I did like 20 or 25 and they loved it. Like, you can't do material. They don't want to hear anything. You know, I started doing bits and then I gotta go, And you know, I'm a blue collar guy, but you know, when it's all blue collar, all you can do is fend for yourself.
Oh, some of those like police benefits, fireman benefits were the worst things I've ever. It's like being raped. It's literally like I would have rather been raped in an alley than some of that shit. It's like just all like, why do they ask women to do it?
What do they ask
anybody?
They're
gonna just be fucking dicks about the whole thing.
Well,
yelling the whole time. It's like, oh my God.
I mean, I'm standing on a dance floor, tables around, holding a mic going, this is what it comes down to. I mean, if I took Thursday night where we did a private show in Boca, that was sold out. That was great. It was sold out. You know, it was a Jewish show for Israel. Sold out, Boca, of course.
Well, I want to say sold out one more time, or do you think they got it?
I came.
It's a show sold out. There's seats sold out. There's people in there sold out.
So anyhow, I'm flying.
I'm sorry, I'm doing it again.
I'm flying to Boca, and it's all Jews on it. And I realize that as a Jew, I don't like Jews, but I don't like the people that don't like Jews more. Mm-hmm. You see what I'm saying? So,
clever.
It is clever, right? Is that clever? That's yeah. clever. I every now and then I come up with something clever. So it was a good show Thursday. Then Friday I did the American Hotel for Dino from Uncle Vinny's. And it was okay. It's a ballroom, but they were there. They had a good time.
I can't.
Wait, hold on. A ballroom. But then Saturday I'm standing on a dance floor. So if I took all three nights and the money I made, it was good, really good money. But I'm going 40 years. I'm in my 60s and I'm standing on a dance floor like their court jester. It was horrific. I can't ever do a private show again like that.
Mm-hmm.
Unless they give me, you know, $50,000. Yeah, I said 50,000, but you're right, a million. It's so demeaning to comedy or to your self-esteem. Then I just got my car and drove out of there as quick as I could. It was in South Jersey.
I just want to pull it.
Oh, yeah. It's the only thing.
Sorry, I can't concentrate. So I have the hair there.
Oh, really? Should I start ripping your mustache off?
Huh? Wow.
What? You don't have a mustache. You're one of those girls that never got one. You're lucky. Have you ever seen a girl with a full mustache?
No.
I have. They bleach them, though. Anyhow, listen, where am I? Go to richvoss.com, see my dates. And I'd be at Laugh Boston coming up. That's a great club.
Okay.
That's a great club, Laugh Boston. Then I'll be in Arizona, House of Comedy. I'm in Kentucky, Commonwealth. I forget the name because I'd never been there. Kentucky, Arizona, Massachusetts.
Also, we're going to be in the Netflix is a Joke Festival.
Yes.
But that's not till May.
Yes. Would you bang them?
We're going to do it, yeah.
At Netflix is a Joke, yep.
Peace out.
All right, that's all we got.
Thank you, guys.
We got that and those hairs.
Bye.
My Wife Hates Me podcast, hosted and created by Rich Voss and Bonnie McFarlane, produced by Nick Collette. Find us wherever you get your podcasts.
This jackass Jew. Some people say that opposites attract, but this seems more like a suicide pact. He's totally sober. She's not that drunk. He's really old and she's got some spunk. He's totally holy as an asinine bomb, and she's just a little less dumb. She really hates him. It's really true. Somewhere deep down, she loves him too.